When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino back again to talk with you about the week's most interesting news stories for the week of February 20th, 2024, here on News AF.
If a story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, factual news.
Yeah, we're back again for another exciting week here of News AF here back with the boys here to talk about what's happening in the world. Here he is, Pickleball's top influencer. Here he is. And America's dad getting the kids ready for recitals on his own. It's Tyson Apostle.
Oh, man, I should have called you to vent about that whole recital thing.
Yeah,
we're here now.
Instead, we've got a two-hour podcast about me complaining about dance competitions for little kids.
You're ready to go.
I'm ready to go. So, whole week, Rachel's out of town. Perfectly fine. Valentine's Day. I give the kids the Valentines to take to school. I have the kids fill out all the names of the students. I do all of that. And no problem. Breezing through this week. Super great. Scheduling all of my meetings, anything important I have to do while the kids are at school. I am awesome. And then Saturday rolls around. Dance competition day.
Mm-hmm.
We have Rachel's niece come over to do Marlo's makeup. Five-year-old kids. And we go to the competition. So all week long, 2 weeks on the calendar, the competition calendar. So it's studios from all over doing all different dances. You enter your studio, your certain dance, and then you're in this like whatever grouping. Okay. And it shows our kids going on at 1:05 p.m. Our studio tells us, no, that's wrong. We're going on at 2. Even though the competition calendar and says 1:05, we're not going on until 1:59.
Okay.
Rachel invites everybody she can think of. We've got neighbors going. We've got Marlo's friends going.
Yeah,
we've got
fair.
Parents that's going. We've got grandma and grandpa going. We've got people probably going, I don't even know. And we show up. You're supposed to be there 2 hours early. So we get there almost 2 hours early. We get there at like maybe 12:15, get them backstage. We can't find where we're supposed to go. And I can't go back in the dressing room because I'm a dad. So only moms can go back there. So Rachel's niece can go back there. So I'm like, stick with Marlo, make sure she's good back there. And then Rachel's niece shows up like in the audience where we're sitting with where I'm sitting with Bergen. And she's like, they're going on in like 3 minutes. I was like, no, they're not. They're going on at 2. And she's like, no, they are backstage going up next. They popped out. They did their dance. I'm texting everyone, like, turn your cars around. They went on at 1:15. We told everybody 2. Everybody was on their way there, but not there yet. And nobody saw the show. No, nobody came to see Marlo saw it. But most of them were in their vehicles on their way, half-hour drive.
Okay. Did they come to your house after, and then you put on the, like, projected to the TV? Here's what it was, everybody.
No, they stopped by and gave Marlo flowers.
Okay.
I'm fuming. Mm-hmm. I was like, can we have like one efficient person in the dance world? It would be awesome. Just like I want to be the president of dance. I'm not a dancer, whatever, but
maybe they need an outsider.
Yeah.
You need an outsider
mentality,
because if you're dancing, you're not efficient. You don't have the brains to be a dancer and to be efficient two different brains.
You feel like one is like a left brain type activity, and you don't get into it if you can't do it, right?
Correct. That's fired, Tyson.
Correct. Yeah. So there you have it.
That's blew up it. The whole dance world.
That's I know. It.
You know, I'm surprised that Dancing with the Stars, they probably, you're probably sitting in the audience for like 6 hours, or you roll in and they're already done.
No, that's who what knows? The stars bring to it, Tyson. If it was just dancing. Yeah. The stars bring, hey, in show business, you got to be here at a certain time. Time is money. That's show business.
Okay. Unless you're Madonna.
Okay. Yeah. Unless you're Madonna. But Madonna is a dancer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good point.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay. Well, let's welcome in, of course, a man who is right brained as they come.
Hopefully.
Danny Bryson.
Guys, just got an alert, an email saying that I should look into burial insurance. That to me seems like a problem for the living.
You're listening to me.
Not necessarily my problem.
Yeah.
You should be sending those emails to Liz. Not me.
For you. But maybe they're sending them to you for Liz.
Oh, good point. That would be unfortunate.
Listen, I think that your bank, if you have a checking account, will maybe have some weird coverage.
No, I should check my credit card. Yeah, I should check my credit card.
Yeah,
your credit card. American Express probably does that.
They're like lost baggage, burial insurance, car rental coverage.
I'm going to get buried like 18 feet deep because American Express is going to dig 6 feet. Then my checking account at my bank is going to dig 6 more feet. And then my health insurance is going to dig 6 more feet. And then I get 3 coffins.
Maybe, what about 3 graves, Tyson? And then people don't know which one you're really in.
Yeah, that's what I should do so that fans can't come and iterate all over.
Yeah, but that sets you up to be murdered because then, like, to dig back up your body if it's suspicious, now it's 3 times the work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but he's not, like, that's the credit card companies. Take it up with them.
That's their problem.
Yeah.
I love that you're going to be 18 feet deep.
18 feet deep, and I'm going to be in a mansion of a coffin because I'm piecing 3 coffins together.
A super coffin?
It's a super coffin.
Is it going to be stacked high, or is it going to be like a triple wide?
I think it's going to be like leveled. So it's going to be like, what do they call that? Where there's a house that's got like 2 levels, but it's not like a double decker. It's
like a split
level.
Yeah.
It's going to be a split level, and it's going to be essentially like, imagine shipping container house, but with 3 coffins and me laying in all 3 of them. I have to have, I have my hand up on. Yeah.
What? This is such a genius idea. I didn't even know. I'm going to have to check all my coverage from all the things that I pay for. Yeah. I hope I can get as deep as you. And maybe that's a sign of prestige in the modern world. Like, how deep is he buried? It's like, he's a 20.
He's at the water table. It's insane. He is 182 feet down at the water table. Ooh. What we are drinking is DNA.
Yeah. It would make funerals more exciting. Kids would get excited to peer over the edge to see how deep it was. Like, ooh, that's a deep one. Grandpa was well off.
Yeah.
Tyson, I have some exciting news from my house. Okay.
Yes.
Let's hear it.
My son and I have begun playing pickleball.
Whoa.
Yes.
Yes. And
Tyson influenced someone.
Yes. Yes. Finally. I got for Christmas a outdoor pickleball kit. Got a paddles and 2 pickleballs. And now we've tried to like, we're chalking up the driveway, Tyson. Nice. We're ready to go. And now Dominic is like, well, when is Tyson coming to play? I'm like, well, I'm not sure if he's going to be in the area.
To coach. Yeah.
Yet. I might be in the area at some point.
At some point. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, and Christian Hubicki in the chat says, Tyson's coffin mansion should be an easy find with good ground penetrating radar.
But what if we do 3 coffin mansions with only one that carries my remains?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why you got 3.
I like the idea of the super coffin, a coffin built on top of a coffin built on top of a coffin.
A turcoffin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's smart too. Like maybe a 7 foot by 4 foot coffin. Inside,
that's what I'm saying.
8 by 5 foot coffin inside, a church coffin,
Okay, keep that, that initial, like your main coffin will be very protected,
yeah,
You would need so many pallbearers to hold up the Turk coffin. It would be so heavy.
Yeah. It's going to Survivor fans that are selected,
cool. Yeah.
That are selected to are going to have back problems.
Only amongst your current followers. So if you're not following Tyson now, you're out. Bearer.
If you're not following me when I die, then you are out. Because I told Rachel to keep tabs on my followers. If it spikes.
Don't try to just get in after the fact.
Don't try to get in at the end, you know? Rob, back to pickleball.
Yes.
We'll figure something out.
We're thinking of buying a portable net. Do you think, is that good advice?
Yeah, you need one.
Yeah.
Yes, you do need one. You need one.
Okay.
So.
Do you not have a net, Rob, right now?
We don't have a net right now. We just have a chalk line on the driveway.
And a pretend
net. And what are you using? Just nothing? Just hitting it back and
forth? Just like imagine there was a net in that vicinity.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
But yeah, my son is 10 and I have somebody to actually play with.
Yeah.
Finally.
Perfect age, actually. Bergen is a little too young. Like I can hit the ball back and forth with her a little bit, but when she's 10, she'll be very proficient.
And I've gone to play tennis with my wife and that her move is she just like hits the ball as hard as she's not really interested in trying to get it to bounce and volley. She will just
try to hit you with it.
Hit the ball as hard as she can and then goes, oops, I'm too strong. I guess I'm too strong for this. Like, yeah, okay, now I have to go chase the ball 50 feet.
Oh, that's,
could you try to keep the ball? The goal is keep the ball in. Like, I'm too strong.
Yeah. Well, she's going to be too strong for pickleball. Too.
Right.
Don't let her play.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So for her, it's just like it's like she's playing fetch with me. It's like she's going to just like whack the ball as hard as she can. And then I have to go get all of the balls that she hits.
Yeah. Well, I mean.
So I think I found the better.
At least you're getting your
cardio hard. In. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Let's get into our stories, right? All right.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's start off talking about something that we've talked about. A new NASA program is open that they're trying to get ready to send people to Mars. And maybe Dr. Christian Hubicki could be eligible for this. We're looking for people to go into a 1-year study for a simulated mission to Mars.
1 year.
Simulated.
Mm-hmm. 1 year simulated. So yes. And we're not talking about stars on Mars, Tyson. That might have been your chance.
Dang it.
That's okay. The headline I saw for this was very strange. It said NASA looking for somewhat fit people to participate in a Mars simulation.
Somewhat
fit.
Like, you have to open it up more because if you're too fit, you're already a fit.
Yeah, right.
You know, you don't need it.
Somewhat fit. So what they want is just not a lazy person.
Okay. We're looking for, from NASA, healthy, motivated, okay, that lose a lot of people there, U.S. citizens or permanent residents, non-smokers, 30 to 55 years old, and proficient in English for effective communication between crewmates and mission control.
That's a small list. You've just shortened the list by a lot.
It gets shortened every single sentence.
Motivated. Yeah. Motivated.
Yeah. Somewhat chop that to pound it.
Yeah. Now, on top of that, also, we need people with a master's degree in a STEM field such as engineering, mathematics.
Oh my gosh. It gets shorter.
Biological, physical, or computer science from an accredited institution with at least
accredited, even.
Yeah.
None of these religious schools.
So University
schools?
Of Phoenix won't work?
I don't think so. You can go online. Yeah. And 2 years of professional STEM experience or a minimum of 1,000 hours piloting an aircraft is required. Danny.
Dude, that is a small list. This is...
No, but... What? But do you have to be... have a master's and be a pilot?
No, I think it's or.
Be a pilot. Okay, Danny.
Okay.
Danny's in.
Fixed
and Christian's in, and those are the only two people I know that meet this criteria.
Mm-hmm.
One year. I have to give up a year?
You might like it.
No, you're not giving up a year. Imagine a year. A year long adventure away from your family where you don't have to see them for a year.
Yeah, but I'm locked down in one location.
Yeah, but you probably can wear like Apple Vision Pro, or maybe they'll give you the Apple Vision SE.
I thought you were going to say I would get my own one piece.
Oh, no, you got an Apple Vision SE. Apple Vision SE to simulate mountainous adventures.
Now, they say that compensation for participating in the mission is available. I should hope so.
Yeah, that's a year.
More information will be provided during the candidate screening process.
Yeah, they can't give away all the information now or else no one will sign up.
Mm-hmm. They're going to try and take advantage of you, Danny.
I think
they're going to try and pay you like $20,000 on the
year.
Well,
your rent is being paid for free.
Yeah,
oh, and good food. Point about rent. Oh, yes, free food too.
Rent is very expensive.
I'm using my credit card.
You know, a lot of people would pay us to come here.
Yeah.
Someone needs to do this, okay, because we need to do these types of studies, but it doesn't have to be us.
Yeah.
Can it be monkeys, or can we not do that to monkeys anymore?
I think they still do a lot of stuff to monkeys.
I think if you do this simulation, you should be on the short list for the actual Mars visit.
Oh, yeah, you get to the front of the line. It's like
you get to bump to the front of the line. Dude.
It's like being one of Tyson's pallbearers. Like, hey, if you didn't sign up for this, you're not going on the real thing.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. I think that would motivate a lot of people.
Yeah. No, I agree. I agree as well.
Yeah.
And you get a discount or whatever thing that moving to Mars gives you.
I think you get a lot of swag. Yeah.
I think you take your own headstone because you're not coming back.
Yeah. You're not coming back from this, from the test?
You're not coming back from real Mars.
From real Mars? Yeah, nobody is, dude. That's the whole purpose of it, right?
Don't open the storage compartment of this craft until you land. And then when you land on Mars, you open it. It's just all of your own headstones and
shovels. Wow. That's very dark.
Do you think we could get us 18 feet deep at Mars or no?
It seems like maybe the lower gravity might make digging easier.
Yeah.
We got to get some 12-year-olds over there to find out because they're the best at digging.
Hmm.
But is the matter the same? Maybe it's all lead.
Or just sand. Sand is horrible to dig in.
Yeah.
So I hope it's not sand.
Yeah, because it just comes back in on itself after you dig.
We're getting there. I hope that in our lifetime, we get to see some people sacrifice themselves and go to Mars.
Ethan,
like, who would you want to first?
Influencers. A whole ship full of influencers.
Oh, influencer ship? That could be huge.
Well,
I agree, but not me.
NASA has to pay for it. So what better way than just have a bunch of influencers?
Just cleansing.
Just send them out there. They broadcast the whole thing, right?
So they're collecting
all sorts of data. And then, we just see them fall apart. The greatest reality TV show ever.
And then right what's beautiful.
They did have literally stars on Mars only this past year of celebrities showing us what it would be like to live in the Mars simulator.
Yeah. Was that the one with Lance Armstrong?
Yeah, Lance Armstrong was on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was kind of the villain.
He's always the villain. Even when he was at the peak of his bicycling, it seems like he was still the villain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this is exciting. I'm glad that there's people out there who will do this because we need those people to further science.
I hope that they have like a live stream. I would like to see the people in the Mars simulator house.
Just do Big Brother in the simulation, right? Isn't that kind of like the same thing? Just get a bunch of people to do.
Yeah,
go in there and
kind of similar. I think they have a backyard on Big Brother. Yeah.
Mars will have a backyard.
Okay.
It'll just be quarantined.
Mm-hmm. All right. So let's talk about this was a big story today. Okay. Danny, finally, the world's tallest man and the world's shortest woman have met.
I saw this picture. I almost didn't believe it. Mm-hmm. It seemed impossible.
Yeah.
It's not.
And they hit it off.
Wait, they're in love now?
I don't think that they're in love. But here
they're just good friends.
The world's tallest man and
where are they from?
The world's shortest woman.
Same place? That would be crazy.
What if they, put them, this is a buddy comedy in the making.
Oh, yeah. Kind of like when Arnold and what's his name?
Danny DeVito.
Brothers, twins. Yeah, twins.
Yes.
I think make this a reality show and get them in the Mars simulator ASAP.
Here they are. Here she is sitting on his lap.
Yeah.
World's shortest woman.
Look how weird that is.
World's tallest man.
Impossible. She looks like a doll.
Old is, How old is she?
I think she, let me give you their appropriate ages. That she that she's 30 and he's 41.
Now listen, and this is going to sound wrong. If we were canines, they would be breeding that smallest woman to make teacup humans for our overlords.
So you're saying like, aliens come to this planet and they're like, you know what I really want is a human that fits in a shoulder bag.
A teacup human.
And then actually there was it Frederick of Prussia? His dad collected tall people. He sent agents out in, you know, all collect over Europe to kidnap them and bring them to his court because he just loved tall people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Aliens are going to do that too. There's going to be like this is the Great Dane of humans.
Yeah.
And then there's also the teacup humans.
Yeah.
And it just really depends on how big your living
quarters are. So what happens to the rest of us?
The rest of the medium size, we're mutts, dude. Yeah. Nobody. Yeah. Like, I'm going to be at the shelter and aliens are going to come and look at me and I'll be like,
please adopt Tyson.
Please
give him a home. And then the alien Mr. Beast is like, we got 100 humans and we're going to find homes for them. Nobody wants this one.
We'll pay him.
We'll stop at nothing until somebody adopts this podcaster.
I saw
Sarah McLaughlin, alien Sarah McLaughlin music singing,
showing pictures of Tyson.
Yeah.
I saw a Great Dane being walked by someone yesterday or the day before. And I thought, how gross is it to have that in your house? That is like a horse in your house. Yeah.
People love it.
That's exactly what I thought. I'm like, dude, that is a man-sized turd.
But it's not horsey. It's not horsey manure poops. It
I would prefer horse poop.
No, I would too. That's what I'm saying. Okay, it is dog food poops.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Disgusting. Disgusting raw meat dog food poops. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
So what is this disparity between heights?
Okay.
Here?
So like that he is 8'3". She is just over 2 feet tall. I don't know.
One Tyson is this between them.
So he's holding up his shoe. That it's a show put next to her. Look, she'd be like, get your giant shoe away from me.
Yeah, that is stinky, bro.
Like, foot. Like, I wouldn't want to stand next to a shoe the size of my whole body.
Honestly, this looks like the picture I saw of the Bidens sitting with the Carters. Very similar.
Oh, yeah.
It's like the weirdest picture ever taken. I know, but it looked very similar. It was the strangest picture I've ever seen. The Bidens look like they were 8 feet tall, and the Carters look like they were 2.
Yeah.
So that made me wonder, they're doing camera tricks here too. They have to.
You think so?
Yeah, they have to. Yeah. It's like fishing where you hold the fish out and it makes it look bigger.
Because she's sitting so much farther forward, you can see him extending his entire arm.
Yeah, Danny, I don't know if this is like trick photography here.
I'm not saying it's trick photography. I'm just saying that they are trying to use tricks of photography to make him look
the way
as
they're
big
posing
as possible.
For sure.
Yeah. They should do a podcast.
Well, we don't even know that they probably don't even speak the same language.
Oh.
Love? They both speak the language.
The universal language.
Is that maybe what the podcast should be called?
Mm-hmm.
The language of love?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
It looks like they've met before, according to this. Listen, this says they first met in 2018 at the invitation of the Egyptian Ministry of Culture and Tourism to visit the historic sites. Well, I mean,
are they both Egyptian?
No, he's Egyptian. I don't know about
her. I mean, what better way to get people to come see the pyramids than to have the world's tallest man and the world's shortest woman both there at the same time?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Listen, do you think it would be more horrible to live your life as an 8 foot tall person or as a 2 foot tall person?
Well, traveling at 8 feet tall, everything's too small.
And I don't know what their respective health is like in terms of like conditions that they have. But I guess it's just in a vacuum, would you rather be 2 feet tall or 8 feet tall?
Oh my gosh. Probably 2 feet. Everything would feel huge.
Oh my Cups God. Think about like the money that you would save on groceries of like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, what was that movie with Matt Damon where he shrunk to save money?
They shrunk down.
They shrunk him down. So
you fit in tight spaces.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Diamond Thompson says, why weren't the world's shortest man and tallest woman invited?
Yeah.
Good point.
Yeah. Have a double date.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be so cute. Language of love, Tyson.
Yeah.
Everybody speaks it.
So the world's tallest man said, it's really difficult to find a girlfriend. They are usually scared of me. He said, though, that hopefully now that I'm famous, I'll be able to meet lots of girls. My dream is to be married. Dream bigger, my friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, do we? I mean, it's great, but being a multi-billionaire would be awesome, too.
Mm-hmm.
You're 8 feet tall.
Yeah. But this article is very misleading because like that was a quote
they
from
before.
That was a quote from a very long time ago because they said that he achieved that goal in October of 2013. Well, why are we putting that quote in there now?
So he is married?
Yeah.
He's been married for 10 years. Okay.
This story is ridiculous. Mm-hmm.
Wait, who wrote this?
It's the first time they met, but then they reference when they met before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then his dream is to be married, but he's been married for 10
years. I think they had another meetup. They got together in California this time, not in Egypt.
The stories
are reunited.
The pictures are still worth the headlines and looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
But this
could have been written by a bot.
Regurgitated bullshit, and it's not news.
Well, it's the first time that we've talked about it, I believe.
Sure. So it's news to us.
It's news to us. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about, we've gotten into the dating apps over the years, talking about them. And so there is a man who made a new app where women have the chance to date him. It's called the Flirt with Los apps, where women can try to get a date with one guy, the developer of the app.
Yeah, a good way to get a girlfriend is just to be persistent. And so the people download this app and just keep swiping, and his face keeps showing up. Eventually, you're like, all right, I'll go on a date with this guy.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a lot of work to get a date. Seems like it'd be easier just to be the world's tallest man.
Yeah.
And get one.
What do you think?
I kind of like it. It's like putting up a billboard, but like in a more modern level area. Like, I think like, yeah, I mean, you got to try everything.
It is awkward telling your family to download this app just so it can pick up some steam.
Yeah. Can you please rate the app on the app store?
Hey, everyone. Yeah. On the family chat. Yeah, everyone just download this and rate it so I can get some movement.
He's not necessarily for me, but the flirting was great.
This isn't my kind of guy, but it was a great app. Picture sharing was easy.
Yeah. The interface was amazing. Thank you so much. Yeah.
How is he getting this out to enough women to actually have dates? That one guy had to do 5,000 women, remember, on his AI dating thing?
Yeah, he's a coder, and he was trying to release an app every single month, and then this is one that he came up with.
But it doesn't say whether or not it's been successful, or does it?
I don't think it has been very successful yet. So basically,
all this attention.
Yeah, you get pictures of him. And then you get two options, to flirt or pass.
Denver in the chat says, I met my wife of 4 years on a dating app.
Okay. Was it your own dating app?
Was it your own dating app? And were you the only, suitee available on the app?
Yeah. Okay.
How depressing would it be if you were the first person on a dating app, but you didn't get any dates? You're like, dude, new dating app, sign up. You're like, oh, there's no one else yet. And you're just like the only one.
I mean, if you're the only one.
Years go by and everybody else is signing up and getting dates, but not you.
And they're all using your code.
Yeah.
It seems like the challenge is just getting the women to download your app.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the hardest part. Like, I think once you can get past that point, and then you also have to have really great pictures, and then you also have to have a really great profile that's super intriguing. And then,
he's getting all this publicity, though. Mm-hmm. This is the thing. This is going to help him a ton. I don't know if it'll actually help him get dates, but now his app's going to be downloaded. People are going to mess with it and then obviously discard it minutes later.
I dare you to download it, Danny. I dare you to download it.
I don't do that, Tyson.
I dare you.
No. I'll have one of my kids download it because they download so much junk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It probably wouldn't even matter.
Liz will find your phone. Like, who's Los?
Yeah. Yeah, who's Los? You're like, it's just an app.
Mm-hmm. Just one guy.
I'm doing research for work.
Yeah, it's just one guy. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, there is a button called the flirt button.
Nice. Yep.
It's got some auto responses, though. That doesn't seem very personal. Mm-hmm. Hey, Los, vibing your style. Oh, what does this mean? HMU someday.
Hit me up, Danny.
Okay. I've been out of the game for a while.
Yeah, you have. Whoa.
And then another auto response, glowing much, magic on point.
That's what Los says to you, the user of the app?
I think that it's an auto response that you send back to him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
People in the chat are saying they download a Tyson app. I have an app. It's called Reframe It.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but Tyson,
do you get to flirt with you on that app?
Not yet, but we'll add that feature.
Add that feature.
It makes sense.
It's coming. I think that, you know, you got to get in early.
Yeah, yeah. You have to get in before I die because Rachel is going to keep tabs on who's all downloaded the app. And if I've already passed on, you don't get to be a pallbearer for the Turkoffin, the Russian doll coffin that I will be buried in.
The nesting doll.
Yeah.
This is a story that got posted in our Facebook group, which I want to shout out. Group AF, if you're a newcomer to the podcast, we used to talk about it a lot. We get so many great stories. One of our listeners in particular, Eloise in the Facebook group, posts so many different news ideas for News AF. I appreciate that. Also, Docs in the chat emails me a bunch of stories. So appreciate everything that he's doing. Shout out to Tovey, the moderator at Group AF for a very long time. But this is one that Eloise shared, and it really caught my attention. Okay. So McDonald's and some other fast casual restaurants. I don't know. Is Olive Garden fast casual? You were behind the scenes there, Tyson.
I've been on the ground.
Is it just casual?
It's just casual.
It's not fast casual.
Yeah.
Okay. So
what was your first fast casual that you said?
I said McDonald's. Because McDonald's is doing that. McDonald's, Olive Garden, FedEx. Food. Yeah. Are some of the places that are using some, apparently AI-generated personality tests. They're from a company called Paradox, and people have been sharing some of the things that you get asked on these personality tests, and nobody really knows what. Maybe they're so good that we don't know what the right answer is, or it's just AI-generated chaos. All right. Let's take a look at one of them. All right. Here is something you might see on this test. All right. So let me describe what this is. Okay. So we have kind of two blue aliens that are working in a kitchen. And one is maybe this is how they're making the teacup humans that they're putting together. Yeah,
What are the ingredients?
It looks like
one,
it's like
super small
some spices that they're putting into a bowl.
Ooh.
Okay. This says the caption is traditional. It says, and now you have two options here: me or not me. You are asked to go with your gut and answer honestly. There's not one right answer. You just have to go through, and is this you, these two aliens putting spices in the bowl? That's not me. Is it me or not me?
Not me. I'm not using a thimble.
And this is in the traditional category.
What the fuck? Yeah,
this is obviously traditional.
What is this?
Not me.
By the way, anytime someone says just to be you, put up your guard immediately and don't be you.
Yeah.
The trap.
Yeah, just be you. Nope, this is not me.
That's not me.
Is it you, Rob?
I don't know. I mean, it might be me.
Okay, but
I can kind of see myself in the I feel like the blue alien kind of has my hair.
What are they trying to
do? Blue alien, they're both.
I guess the blue alien with the brown sweater kind of has my hair. Sweater.
First of all,
Danny, would you flirt or pass? What do you say?
Dude, don't make food with a tank top. Your armpits are open. I don't like that. Not me. That's my strike against them.
Yeah.
This is so weird.
I would never prep food that much.
Yeah. Hmm. Or have a smile on my face while I was doing it.
Yeah. None of that.
Yeah. And so there's a lot of this stuff. Danny, what's going on here? Is this just like AI Drek, or is there actually something smart behind all this?
I'm going to give AI probably credit it does not deserve, and that through this test, it is learning something that humans who have come up with tests in the past were unable to get from testing like this.
Hmm.
Because the AI is good at interpreting results, right, in language. So maybe it's just come up with the perfect test. I don't know. This is so weird that that's what I have to assume. Something big is happening here.
Hmm.
Maybe AI is sorting us out for future dominance.
Yeah, like we don't even know what they want. So I guess we can't beat the test.
We won't know who's the teacup dogs until we've all filled out this test one way or another.
Okay, another slide, and I don't have the visual for this, says that they have an alien. The aliens are sitting next to a bicycle with a bruised knee. The caption says, "Thing happened to me." And the answers are me or not me.
What? I mean, yes, at some point in my
life. Tyson, I mean, you probably had a bicycle injury, right?
Yeah, Tyson hit a car, right? A parked car, Tyson?
I rolled into a parked car after I crashed. I didn't run.
Big time, yeah.
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 This is weird. This is so strange. I just want to get to the bottom of it. Also, the name of this company is close to a movie I just saw. They're called what? Paradox?
Paradox.
Right?
So
there was a movie called Parallax that I just watched, which is an old movie with Will Beatty. Beatty? Is that how you say
Warren
his name?
Beatty?
Warren Beatty. Yeah.
Warren and Beatty.
It was a weird movie where the applicants had to fill out a weird sounding test that asked very strange questions. So maybe this is just AI copying that in an attempt to sort us out and decide who can do what in the future of the bot-controlled AI world.
Yeah. Okay. Well, maybe this gives some context for this next article about how Gen Z, 93% allegedly ghost interviews and 87% don't show up for work on their first day. Or 83% don't show up to work for their first day of work. So you could, that 93% of Gen Z are ghosting interviews. And then even if they get hired, 87% don't show up. But after this, I can get it now.
Will if I took this test, I'd be like, I'm not working there. No way. I feel violated after taking it. Like something bad had just happened and I need to take a shower.
Yeah.
Yeah, very once you get the blue alien test once,
you're done.
Yeah, I think I'm out.
Yeah, I am not joining the workforce.
That's
blue
me.
Alien test, because then I'm like, they're watching, and I probably answered something wrong on blue alien test that I don't even know. The difference. So you read those numbers, and it's like I went to an interview. And then I went to 3 hours of work before quitting after I got the job. Mm-hmm. So that's the Gen X way, is to go through the interview, regret it, get the job, regret that even more, and then quit 3 hours in.
And maybe that's what the blue interview is meant to do. Weed out those who would ghost you or not show up on the first day.
Yeah. It's like, you know what? When you work here, there's going to be a lot of BS that doesn't make sense. It's going to be weird. Yeah. Are you just going to like react and just like walk out and freeze up? Totally. Or are you going to roll with the punches? You're going to see some stuff working here at McDonald's. Okay. The aliens is going to be the least weird thing you're going to see here. So ask yourself, me or not me? You.
Me or not me?
Yeah. I ghosted an interview. I got a second interview at a job, but the first one was so weird that I just didn't answer the call or call them back.
How weird was it?
They asked me, it was to work at Sundance, the ski resort, previously owned by Robert Redford.
And they called you?
I think I've talked about this before. They asked me who my best friend was in the interview. And then they asked me why he was my best friend. They asked me what I thought the spirit of Sundance was. And I just found it all so strange, kind of like the blue aliens, that when they called back, I was like, no,
not me.
Not doing that.
Not so that.
Pass.
Who did you say was your best friend? Willie?
Yeah. Willie at the time. Yep.
Okay. And why was he your best friend?
I said, cause he was chill and I needed a chill person.
And what was the spirit of Sundance?
That one, I probably just like vibed on the whole nature thing. Probably. I don't really remember my answer, but at that time I was shook. I was like,
How old were you?
To this?
How old were you?
22.
Yeah. Probably. And you were like, why are they having me tap into my emotions?
Yeah. This is weird.
Getting violated.
But here's the thing. And this goes back to the blue aliens. Those questions are important because they only want to hire a certain type of person who can answer that question readily about the nature or spirit of Sundance. That's exactly who they want. Someone who's like, well, let me tell you, when the early morning sun hits the peaks, I feel a sense of fulfillment.
Did you get the job, or you don't know?
I only got the second interview.
Oh,
and that's the one I ghosted.
You already failed the first interview because your best friend should have been nature.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, probably, dude. Yeah. But I still got the second call. So my answers weren't terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were better than the other kids.
And who knows what the second interview questions were going to be like.
Oh, gosh. It would have been insane.
Yeah. It's just like, I can't even imagine. So I believe that the blue alien test is similar. It's just a modern way of weeding out those who aren't part of that corporate culture.
Danny, do you think that they're going to give the blue alien test to the people that want to go to the Mars simulator for a year?
I bet their test is even more bizarre.
Because you might run into the blue aliens on Mars.
Yeah, that's part of it. But they really need to get into your psyche to figure out if you can handle a year on Mars.
Okay.
So that test got to be intense.
All right. So we talked about Gen Z. They're blowing off the job interviews. What are they doing? Turns out, according to this piece of research, Gen Z, they're bringing back the landline phone because they look cool.
Twirl the cord.
I saw this article and it was weird. On the same day I saw it, my little girl wanted me to get a landline. And I was like, whoa, are you reading the Post?
And yes, that's what all the tastemakers do. They read the New York Post.
And the only reason she wants a landline is because she has an old landline phone that looks like big red lips and she wants to be able to use it.
Yeah.
Plus she's little, so she can't have a cell phone. So she just wants a phone.
Yeah.
But twirling the cord, just like Tyson said, is one of the things they want to do.
So I think this is where we have a business opportunity.
Yeah.
So if you can make a mount that just mounts or is heavy, a heavy base, and then a cell phone dock that charges in the head of it, and then you're getting all of that.
But they want the cable. You didn't mention a cable, but
there's a cable in between. Yeah, there's a cable in between.
Which cord are they twirling? Are they like the handset? Are they twirling?
No, that curly fry looking one.
Yeah, so they're like on the phone and then they're twirling. They're twirling.
I've got one on my headphones.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, this is fun. Ooh, yeah.
I just see you making. You're just making a mess.
Tyson, here's where the business opportunity is. We need to get out in front of this. We need to get the retro cordless phone going. That's where this is going next.
They've done that before. Listen, Here's the idea. Fidget spinners that are just these twirly cords.
No, here's the thing. I'm going to get the handset that plugs into my phone. I guess like a big like twirly cord that I plug into my iPhone. How about that?
That's not a bad idea. And it's a charger. I bet that already exists.
Tyson, you know all these people. Invent that.
Invent what?
I get a handset that plugs into my iPhone.
They already have
with
that.
With the twirly cord?
They have that.
They have that. Forget it. I'll just podcast.
Yeah, they have them all. I'm saying you need a heavy base that looks like a phone that plugs into the wall. And then you have the twirly cord with a holder that encases your entire phone and also charges it. Mm-hmm. And then you have it. You can sit there and twirl it while you're talking on your cell phone. Hmm. That's all you got to do.
Okay. So basically the base is just like a charger that you walk around with and then you just plop this in here.
Yeah. You can't text on a landline. You don't walk around with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't walk around with it. You just, and you could also do a Bluetooth. So you could put your phone in the base in the charger and this headset could just be a wired headset.
That's what Rob was saying.
Yeah. There's lots of options, but I think the base has to be there to stabilize, to twirl. Mm-hmm. If the twirl is truly the biggest draw to this, then the base has to be heavy.
Okay. Well, people want this 2000s nostalgia.
Only people who haven't used a landline.
Yeah.
Would want
rotary is next, dude. You got to get those rotary clicks mm-hmm. with the dings. Oh, yeah. Yeah. There's something satisfying about that was our fidget spinner back in the day mm-hmm. was just ring.
Those barely existed in my memory. Like they were kind of gone by the time we were teenagers.
Correct.
Like, unless you went to grandma's house and then you might find one.
Yeah.
Maybe bring back payphones, payphone booths. Would that be cool? They're dirty and gross.
They're pretty gross.
Gen Z will think they're awesome.
They will think they're awesome.
Okay. I'll go one more before we go to Danny's bolt hole. Let's talk about a plane ride that they call in this article the flight from hell, where somebody had put something into the overhead compartment and as the flight was going on, maggots were falling down from the overhead compartment, causing the flight to have to turn around.
Danny, was this Craig?
Oh, yeah. I've told that story before. Someone brought a leg of lamb or something that had
in this
expired
story?
I don't know. I'm just curious.
No, somebody brought a rotting fish in their carry-on.
The old
for what purpose?
To eat later. The maggots only add. Maybe it was a beloved fish they planned to bury in its hometown.
Yeah, I don't know necessarily why. They don't get into why the person had a rotted fish in a newspaper.
Even though that's all we care about. Mm-hmm. That's the most important part of this story.
It's the only part that matters.
Yeah. Why bring a rotting fish that has signs of decay?
Mm.
Yeah.
You must love that fish.
Is it possible, Danny, that this person, like yourself, like, had lost their sense of smell and didn't realize they had the rotting fish on their person?
If you told me it was a college student, I could believe that it was a prank from his roommate.
I think it could be a prank.
Was it a prank? Let's see.
Prank is the only thing that really makes sense.
Yeah. Okay. So this was a flight from Amsterdam to Detroit.
Okay. That changes everything because there's like Amsterdam is the melting pot of so many people and places. So it could be a delicacy from some country.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It could be a food item in my mind now.
Yeah. It could be. It seems like rotting fish is on menus in some.
Yeah, that's like a Scandinavian thing, I want to say.
Sure, but I don't think there's maggots on it.
Well, at some point, you're going to end up with maggots.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That is so gross. Maggots falling on top of you, at first, you'd be like, what is this? I mean, maggots.
They're little wormy things.
I don't think they're the grossest thing. Now, where they came from, that's the really disturbing part of the story.
Yeah. Yeah. And what did customs think when they put it through the x-ray scanner? They're like, this one's got a rotten fish again.
Yeah. It's like,
do
dude,
fish
that's like
show
a
up on the x-ray?
Is
I guess
it
maybe
under
the
two
bones,
feet long?
Right? Like I think you see the fish bone.
Yeah.
But
those are the most recognizable
bones. Yeah.
Like if someone's got a dead fish and it goes to the x-ray, you're going to recognize that. You don't even need the AI to recognize that. You're like, that's a dead fish. Boom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they're like, it's a cultural thing. I have to take this.
Listen, I think that we're all in agreement that we need to make airline tickets a lot more expensive than they are just to keep this from happening.
Filter out the dead fish carrying people.
$5,000 a flight, no matter where you go.
What if this is the finest dead fish you can buy in all of Eastern Europe, and they were just transporting it to their relatives in wherever, America or wherever, so they could sample it?
No, the customs is picking that thing up immediately.
Yeah, you're not bringing that into the States.
Yeah, they're not letting that in.
Okay, sorry, Detroit. No maggot fish coming home for you.
No maggot fish for you.
Okay. Danny, are you ready to take us to your world-famous bolt hole?
I am world famous.
Okay, here we go. All right. Now boarding Danny's bolt hole.
Welcome to my bolt hole. I think you're gonna like it. I think you're gonna feel you belong.
All right. Danny Bryson.
I came across this disturbing story on the internet. And it was all over the place. Down. And it was about a woman who had been scammed, not by Arnazon, which we've seen in the past,
dot corn,
but by Amazon
dot corn.
Yeah, but by Amazon. This person called her, claiming to be Amazon, claiming that accounts had been opened, and that she was subject to being exploited, her checking accounts, bank accounts. This whole ordeal sounded like an absolute nightmare. And I learned a couple things. First of all, we often say that boomers are the ones who suffer from scammers the most. But it turns out that actually Gen Z suffer 35% more from online scams.
Yep. Because they all have rotary phones and they can't see scam likely.
Actually, landlines might help eliminate a lot of scams, maybe. I don't know. Mm-hmm. So it turns out, first of all, that boomers aren't the ones falling for the most scams. And the story also kind of points out that even intelligent people can fall for scams when the scammers are very skilled.
Nope.
She sounds like she's pretty intelligent. What they did was just kept her on her toes, never giving her enough time to kind of like settle down and figure out what was happening. In the end, the craziest part is she gets $50,000 out of her bank account, puts it in a shoebox, and hands it to somebody in a white Mercedes. And it's just like, I read the whole story and I'm like, okay, this could potentially happen to anyone. They're scaring the bejeebers out of her.
No, I don't think so. This is not, I'm at no point am I going and taking cash out of the bank and putting it in the shoebox.
She said too. They had all her information. They had her verify it. And she kept saying that it felt like a scam. She kept trying to check things.
Like, did they tell her that her family was being held hostage? What would cause you to go to the bank, take out money and put it in a shoebox?
They told her that basically all of her money was going to be liquidated and that they were from a government entity that could keep that money safe and they would give her a check because her bank accounts had been compromised. And in the end, the most important thing that's you learn when you actually talk to the police or whoever is that government will never ask you for money. No government entity will be like, hey, I need money from you right now. At least they didn't ask for Visa cards.
That's what they told me on tax day, Danny.
Yeah, that's the only day that they'll want you to send a check, but no government branch will ask you for money directly like that. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it was a harrowing story, and she seemed like she was on her game. It's just that it was a very scary, intense day of just nonstop, you know, people, and they had badge ID numbers. They obviously faked telephone numbers so that on her ID, it showed that, you know, the FTC was calling. So it all seemed very legit. And I just thought, okay, all right, just PSA to everyone out there. We always make fun of the people who get scammed, who are handing out, you know, Visa credit cards to people. But it sounds like, you know, even those who are super intelligent can get scammed as well.
Wait, so how do you know that this person is super intelligent?
She seems like it. She wrote the article. She seems like she knows what she's doing. It just sounded like it's, look, Tyson, I don't know. I can't question her intelligence without meeting her in person. But what I kind of figured from this is that a lot of people who you don't think could be scammed when scammers are getting so good, especially when they can fake your kids' voices using AI. I mean, there's so many things out there. It's getting harder and harder to tell if you're being
scammed.
They're
probably on ChatGPT being like, give us like better scams to get people. And ChatGPT is like, all right, here's 9 new ideas.
Yeah, spoofing. They can spoof numbers. They can spoof voices. I mean, I'm just telling people to be on their toes.
Listen, anybody who really needs you to pay them money and it's real legit, they'll give you warnings and final warnings and multiple warnings after months and months and months.
I agree, Tyson. I don't answer my phone. That's our first mistake. Was she answered her phone.
Yeah.
I only answer my phone if it's from a number I know, because a scammer probably, maybe they do leave messages, but they're probably not going to leave a message. They're going to move on to the next person who will answer their phone so they can get the ball rolling. So step one, do not answer your phone.
Sure. Step two, don't give money to anybody on the first ask. Like, even if it's a bill that I know is coming, or if it's a bill that I have expected, or if it's a bill that's been sent to me multiple times, then I will look at it. But otherwise, it's just like, they're asking for money. And you're like, I don't even know like, I could go through my emails right now and find 10 things.
And then also, Tyson, if you have to pay money to somebody, then you could just say like, oh, I thought this was a scam. I didn't know you really needed the money. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I would have sent it. I thought this was a scam.
The scams are so good now.
I thought this was a scam.
Now I get text messages from people who are in my orbit, like they're here, they're neighbors, or whatever, and I don't know them well enough. I just assume it's a scam.
Yeah.
Like, hey, we really missed you. I'm like, who says that to a stranger? You really miss me? You don't even know me. And if you did know me, you wouldn't miss me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice try. How'd you spoof my mom's number? So anyway, be on your toes. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying, Tyson, is that they're getting more complex and it's requiring a little bit more, you know, thinking to thwart them.
I almost got scammed on a car warranty recently. Did I tell you guys this?
Oh, no. They wanted you to update your car warranty.
Yeah. I thought it was like that. Because it was like all like, it looks very official. It's like urgent.
That's what
we need you to give it. Like, I'm like, oh, I guess they need my like insurance information. And I like, you have urgent, call this number. I'm like, hello, I got the paper. Like, it's me. And they're like, I told you
about the scam I almost got hit with, where the guy wanted to buy a car I was selling, but he wanted me to send him
report. He wanted to trade guns for it.
No, he wanted to send me a report, right, on the car. But he wanted the report when I'm like, where do you want it from? He gave me a place. And when I looked it up, the reviews were terrible. And you had to pay. It was one of those things where like, they pretend like they'll give you a report on the car. And then, but you actually have to pay for it to get all the, you know, information. And so I actually got a report from a different company. Because I'm like, that doesn't seem legit. Plus, it might be nice to get this and send it to the guy. It's not what he wanted. He only wanted me to go in and sign up for that service and pay for that service. That was the only reason he contacted me and asked for a report.
I only trust carreports.com.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so it was like, dude, that is an interesting scam. And that's what I'm saying. They're becoming more and more skilled at scamming people.
It only costs a dollar, Danny. Just put in your credit card at carreports.com.
Oh, and then it's like, oh, actually, we need $60 to release the report. It was $10 just to generate it, $60 to actually have you sent a copy. So, got to be on your toes. Got to be on your toes.
Yeah.
Idiot. I hate these people.
In the chat says, I once got pulled over in Montana and the cop made me pay the ticket in cash right then and there. I was young and didn't know any better, but you did not get scammed. This, in some of these rural states, is an actual law. It's instead of getting a speeding ticket for speeding, you're getting a waste of natural resources for burning gas too quickly by driving your car too fast. And it's like a $5 or $10 ticket, or it was at the time my dad got one of those, like in Wyoming.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
And that does sound like a scam.
No, but it's a real legit.
But I'd rather
officer.
Just like pay money out of my pocket than get like points on my license or whatever.
Yeah, and it's
Do they report it?
Too.
Yeah.
No, they don't report it. And they just say, okay, you were going 90 and you were. And they're like, that's over the speed limit. We're in the middle of nowhere. Nobody really cares if you drive 90, but we do have to do something. So we'll give you a waste of natural resources for $10. Pay it now. And they do.
It's like something you would land on in Monopoly.
I don't know if they still have that in places, but they definitely
I got waste of natural resources. Pay $10.
Yeah. Yeah. So I remember that happening a couple times. And even as a kid, I was like, that's wonky to have to like give cash to an officer right there. In a lot of countries, you can just offer them cash and go on your merry way. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, but yeah,
you don't want to do that. I don't advise you to do that. That's a dangerous road to go down.
Stefan said it was $90 and he had to go to an ATM and the cop followed him.
Wow. See, that's starting to feel pretty scammy.
Was it an undercover cop? Because that's even more scammy.
Hey, yeah, I'm an undercover cop. Give me $90.
I'm going to follow you to an ATM. Be like, well, that's like 50 miles away. Yeah, I'll follow you.
Yeah. And 90, you can't even get 90 out of an ATM, Tyson. It's like, at that point, it's like, well, ATM's not giving you a 10. It's like, all right, well, it's like, well, do you have a 10? Here's 100. No change.
Yeah. Interesting.
That seems shady.
Mm-hmm. It does seem shady, but he's saying that the car looked legit and so did he, so did the officer. So that's weird.
Let's investigate.
It's very illegal to impersonate a
officer. That guy's taking a huge risk for $90 or whatever he asked for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. $90. Weird.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. You should have just gone to the police station, been like, okay. And then instead of driving to an ATM, go to the police station.
Mm-hmm. And then he shoots you because he says you were fleeing. I've seen enough movies. I know how this ends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Stay frosty.
Danny, what's next for you?
Oh, just living my best life.
Yeah.
Working on content until AI can take over and create all my content for me.
Oh my God.
And I can go to the moon and be on the moon and influence from the moon and then like go to different planets. It's going to be an exciting time.
Wow. You're going to go off. Bergen always references the giant mountain on like Saturn or Jupiter, like the biggest mountain in the solar system is like,
oh, that'll be the planets. Top mediocre amateur video. Probably
that's going to be the best video when I ride a unicorn to the top of Mount Olympus.
But
on
then
Mars.
There's going to be the whole tipping ceremony with the unicorn.
The
unicorn's
people.
Like, Danny, I only accept a shoebox full of cash.
Yeah.
And they touch their horns together and sing a song and we'll shoot a rainbow to go in to the sky.
We'll follow you to a galactic ATM.
Yes.
Put all of your credits in this shoebox.
Put all your moon credits into this shoebox. Oh, that'll be the worst.
Yeah. I'm very excited.
Never mind. I'm not going to the AI moon.
You're not
going
to go?
I'm not going. I'm going through another tipping ceremony with a bunch of unicorns.
Yeah, it's a lot. It is a lot.
You don't believe us, Danny? Call the financial institution on this landline.
So, that's what I'm doing. What about you, Tyson?
All the pro pickleball tours in town now. So I'll probably go watch some pro pickleball and play with some pros. Mm-hmm. And then we also, Frizz Boys, our disc golf crew has a weekly meeting and, I put a little video out with the Frizz Boys and legit disc golf outlets.
Wow.
DM'd me and said, when are the tryouts? We think that our members would like to, like they thought it was a real thing. It's not a real thing, but it will now become a real thing because so many people thought it was a real
thing.
That's
how the best real things start.
Yes, exactly.
We are the Frizz Boys.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that, and then, how about you, Rob?
I've got some pickleball when my son gets home from school today.
Yes.
Awesome.
We got getting ready for Survivor coming up. And Traders still going on. So lots of stuff here going on.
Yeah.
RHAP. All right. Thank you so much for joining us, everybody. We'll be back next week. Take care of a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.